Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 179. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good.
Good.
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there, Nate. You can do it.
You sure about the gentleman thing?
No. I was not talking to you guys. I was talking
over our heads, yeah.
Uh-huh. Talking to those three guys.
The right bloody there. Lion.
Yeah, the bloody lion. It's kind of an odd. People are like, what? That's a great story. Classic story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Austin.
Yeah. Shout out, Austin Lawrence. You guys are doing okay tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Recording on a Wednesday night, a wet Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Wet Wednesday.
A wet Wednesday.
Wet Willie Wednesday.
Wet Willie Wednesday. Hey, let's get get to the episode here. What are we going to talk about, Sean?
This is going to be my pick, and it is the Grandin Theater. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Grandin Theater.
The Grandin, yeah.
How about a foundation?
I got one. The Grandin Theater, a historic gym in Roanoke's Grandin Village, has been captivating audiences since 1931. However, its rich history is not limited to its elegant architecture and diverse film selection, although that's important, right? The theater has a long-standing reputation, if I can say it correctly, for paranormal activity with numerous reports of ghostly encounters and unexplained phenomena.
Phenomena.
Dun, dun.
Nope. We're not doing that.
We're not going to do that.
No.
Phenomena. Okay. No. Nate did it. He kept it going. It wasn't me. There are.
I will cancel this episode. I will cancel this whole podcast.
Does that one drive you nuts?
Yeah, I hate
so
it.
So you love pill poppers, but you hate phenomena.
Pill popper? Pimple poppers.
Pimple poppers. What? I said
pill poppers.
I said pill popper. I meant pimple.
Pimple.
I'm trying to get you in trouble.
Oh.
Pill poppers. I meant pimple poppers. Oh, my
pimple
God.
Pimple.
Let's start over.
Yeah. That's all right. That's okay.
There are all kind of, these are only just
you know
a
what?
Few.
Maybe we should go back to what we were going to do.
Okay. Over the years, staff and patrons have reported a range of eerie occurrences, including a little boy wandering the aisles, a baby crying in the balcony, a face looking down from the projection booth, and unexplained sounds such as whispers, footsteps, and creaks.
You don't say.
I do say. And I did say.
Hmm. And this is the episode topic that you did a Friday Fright on.
I did.
The last time,
did, very
right?
Much so.
Was it the last one? Yeah.
I think so.
I listened to him. I watch him.
You do? Watch out.
I watch him.
Better be careful.
I give you about 10 seconds and then no.
Yeah, it just sucks, man.
No.
I saw it on TikTok. That's how I came up with it.
Never heard of it. TikTok.
You never heard of TikTok?
Or is that comedian just say TikTok?
He goes on the TikTok. Yeah, it was just one that I follow. Okay. Some I don't listen to a lot of stuff on TikTok except for us, but I have found more and more things that I'm enjoying. So Some of the AI stuff is really cool.
Well, I'm going to read this paragraph. It's a little bit lengthy,
mm-hmm.
and then Nate can take it from there. You want to do that, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
So, possibly one of the most loved and recognizable landmarks in Roanoke is the Grandin Theater. Although the Grandin is the jewel of the Grandin Village area and listed on the National Register of Historic Places, it has a past marred by neglect and financial instability. The Grandin has gone through several periods of disuse, almost said disgust, since its grand opening in March of 1932. During one of the episodes of negligence, it is reported that a homeless family moved into the projection room of one of the theaters. During their stay at the Grandin, the two young children of the family died. It is not known what caused the children to succumb, whether illness or the effects of homelessness. However, once the theater became occupied again, employees and visitors reported hearing a crying baby when there were none present and sightings of a small boy that would vanish. There have also been sightings of a man in one of the projection rooms, only to discover no one there upon further inspection. One employee specifically remembered an encounter with one of the ghostly children. After closing, one of the cleaning staff noticed a small child at the top of some stairs. He assumed that the child had somehow been left behind. As he went up the stairs to approach the child, the boy walked through a closed door and disappeared.
Mm.
Whoa.
Hmm. There have been several paranormal investigation teams that have been to the Grandin and collected various voices and murmurings with EVP equipment and captured wisps and orbs and photos.
Hmm. You want to keep reading on that after that, or you want...
The rest of it goes into the Patrick Henry Hotel.
I saw that.
Yep.
Yeah. Gotcha. I gotcha. What you got, Sean? About the Grandin?
Well, first of all, and like Nate had pointed out, that they still play movies there now, and they're so they're like you can go there and figure out like exactly what's playing. But it has a pretty illustrious history from 1931. So you guys talked about a lot of the cool you said the guy in the projection room, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they say. There's a shadow person, and you see him in different places, but definitely. Ooh. And that was the one of the projection room guys or whatever that died in there. But so it's very strange. But I mean, there's so much energy that has gone through that place that it's not surprising how much has happened there, you know. But we think about the asylums, the mental institutions, the hospitals, and all that. It makes sense, like, to see some of the dark stuff. But it's like in a movie theater, you'd be like, seriously, like, what bad could have happened? But
right.
And you also think about, like, I don't know, I've never heard a lot of stories of people squatting in a movie theater, but I guess it would make sense. Maybe that's why they started putting them under lock and key, and you can only exit and you can't enter again, you know. Right. But that just, it does make you wonder, like, and it's just sad. Like, seriously, if there are ghost children stuck in there, like, what a terrible thing. But it just makes you wonder, like, you know, what are the causes of some of these apparitions that are there. But so it's been through, and like you said, it's been through a lot of ups and downs and all around. So. But in Roanoke in itself, I mean, we've talked about obviously Roanoke from the Lost Colony and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty haunted little city.
Yeah, it is.
Put it on the list. I will definitely do that. So there's all kind of like, because it says in Grandin Village, and there's all kind of different places. Some of these are paranormal. Some of them aren't. Some of them are just kind of like, they call them little gems of the area. But Grandin Village Farmers Market, Grandin Grill Restaurant and Tavern, Scratch Biscuit Company. On the Rise Bakery. That's one of Nate's favorites, so I pointed that at you.
What's that?
Scratch Biscuits. Scratch Biscuit Company. There's a company for that.
Hmm.
Yeah. I thought, you didn't hear that. On the Rise Bakery, Grace's Place Pizzeria, Taza Indian Cuisine, Roanoke's Natural Foods Co-op, Cardinal Bicycle, Black Dog Salvage, The Stone House, Rockfish a Food and Wine Community Inn, and Too Many Books. So they say that, like I said, there's a lot of spooky stuff happens just from the history of this area anyway, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah. Did you know that it closed in 2001, November of 2001, but on October 20th, 2002, it was able to raise enough funds to reopen, and the French film Mostly Martha was screened to celebrate its grand return. So just almost a year. So 11 months it reopened. That's cool. I'm glad it did.
It's kind of cool because it has all kind of different events and holiday attractions and stuff like that they have. And on the reviews that they have, you know, we see this with some of the places, but other places get dragged through the mud. This place has very high ratings pretty much across the board. Like this one's a 5-star, consistently welcoming classic movie theater showing vintage films, new films, and indie films. Often has free showings of older movies. Has a Facebook events page that you can follow. This one says awesome venue, saw a pretty average movie, and a great theater venue. The Grandin has a long history, once as a lodge, then as a stage theater, and now a movie theater. The main screen is in a gorgeously decorated auditorium. It made the whole movie experience delightful. But yeah, they still have like the original like lighting and all that kind of stuff, and it just feels like you step
takes back you back in time
takes you back in time step back in history, right? So cool. But a lot of them, that's what they talk about. They're just like the nostalgia and the architecture. And they just felt very much at home. So like a lot of I haven't found a bad review yet as I'm scrolling through. I
wonder how many people it holds.
I'm like not sure
what the attendance could be.
It was a music hall at one time.
Mm.
Back in 1983, Jack Andrews bought the theater. to screen classic movies and stuff. But then he also started doing live music there with X. Like, let's see, John Lee Hooker.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Charles, B.B. King.
Wow, big names.
Let's see, who else? Buddy Rich, John Prine.
Wow.
Dilbert McClinton. Chet Atkins.
Yeah.
And then Tammy Wynette.
Those are huge names.
Yeah.
Stand by your man.
That's right. Why not? Yeah. This says the 1,000-seat wow. Graydon Theater was opened in 1932.
Right.
Yep. So it was 1,000-seat.
1,000. Wow, it's huge. I'm going to read a little bit more on that, just a snippet about the homeless family that lived there at one time. And I've got another little scary story. It says... the homeless family that once lived in the projection booth for some time in the theater closed at one point in the 50s. 9 employees have claimed to hear the ghostly cries of one of the Klan's deceased babies when the building is empty of customers. And here's another one. There have been reports of a face looking down from the projection booth, a boy walking through the closed doors of the screening room, which we talked about earlier, and the sounds of clinking glasses and laughter from the upstairs when employees are alone in the theater at night. Wow. So
that's spooky.
Very spooky.
Would you watch a movie knowing that it was probably there was haunting going around?
Absolutely.
You?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Right? Heck yeah.
Had me at clinking glasses and laughter.
I'm not here for the movie. I'm here for the haunts.
Absolutely. That'd be great. Be cool to check out. Just to investigate.
They call it this place. They say that it has what's called the eerie charm.
Mm. Eerie charm, yeah.
Because it's been, like you said, it's been up, down, and all around as far as its, the upkeep of it. And it says it has been restored to its original elegance, showcasing a diverse selection of films from classic favorites to the latest blockbusters.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot. Anything else you guys have on the...
I think, and like I said, looking into Roanoke, it's there's like different little places to actually investigate and look. One thing I did not see here is anybody doing any major investigations. I'm sure that I don't even know if they allow you to like do overnights here or any kind of investigations. But I didn't, you know, some of these places we'll see like, oh, you know, such and such group went through or ghost hunters or whatever. I did not see that here. Now, not to say that that hasn't happened, but it's not really recorded. Any kind of, you know, happenings with that. So it's not, if it's on paranormal enthusiast lists, it's not
listed.
It's not listed. It is, right. Like I said, it was enough that TikTok was like, hey, this place is haunted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I like
a good topic.
I love old historical places. And for whatever reason, these like playhouses and theaters and things like that are just fun. You know?
Well, they talk about it because of all the people that go through them, you know, attendance and all the people that work there. And some of them do have tragedies, you know, it's a good place for hauntings.
We've mentioned it a time or two in some of our episodes, and I'm leading up to, covering one of the, I've never been, and I'd love to go, but Ford's Theater. I think it would be
place
we need to cover. It's on kind of
Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's always been a place that has, and like I said, with the history of it and everything, but it is just, it's interesting to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I would love to know what the energy like feels like there.
I agree.
So many other theaters have tried to emulate it and make it look like replicas and things like that, but
yeah.
There's only one Ford's Theater.
That's right.
Yeah, I found that the Sisters of Salem Society of Paranormal Research has done an investigation there.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Said from the old projectors all the way to the beautiful, breathtaking structure of the building. It was a pleasure to visit for the group.
I bet.
So we're going. It's on the list.
Yeah.
Roanoke as a whole, but seriously, this it sounds fun. Well, just if nothing else, if we don't have any experiences there, we'll catch a good show, right?
Absolutely. Either way, it's a win, right?
Well, we need to go when they're playing Scrooged.
Oh, there you go. Is that
okay?
I have it listed here.
I was gonna say some kind of.
I still haven't seen that movie all the way through.
Horror flick. You haven't
really?
A horror flick.
Nope, I have not. Okay, it's a deal.
It's a done deal, right?
It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, dun.
It's a deal.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a deal to get done. Wait a minute.
So let's make a deal, like, and we did, so it's done.
Cool.
how much easier could it be?
Anything else on the Grandin Theater?
I don't think so, but I like this place. Like Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Nate?
Yeah.
Can you help us out getting out of this episode?
It was a Grandin of an episode, so that's a wrap.
I agree.
A Grandin?
I think the creepies would agree, too.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, John?
They better. Or else.
That's a threat.
It is. It's a promise and a threat.
Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to Middle Age Mini 179 and our discussion on the Grandin Theater. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.